Supporting yourself at work starts with permission. Permission to notice how work affects your body, permission to take symptoms seriously, and permission to prioritize sustainability over pushing through. Self-support doesn't mean handling everything alone. It can look like advocating for adjustments, asking for clarity or structure, taking breaks without guilt, setting boundaries around energy and availability. It also means recognizing early signs that something isn't working before exhaustion, anxiety, or overwhelm take hold. Try checking in with yourself regularly. So ask yourself questions. What feels harder than it used to? What am I tolerating that's costing me energy? And what would enough support look like right now? Self-support is also about information, so understanding yourself, how menstrual cycles or menopause affect things like concentration, mood, sleep, and energy. This can all help reduce self-blame and increase confidence. And importantly, support yourself includes compassion, so you're not required to perform through pain, fog, or fatigue to prove your worth. Your body is not an inconvenience to work around, and it's part of how you show up every day. So when you support yourself at work, you're not opting out, you're creating conditions and an environment where you can continue to thrive.